This is Ronnie Hall. Welcome to our February edition of Senior Connect, the monthly podcast of Seniors Ministry at First Press Columbia. Today, I'm privileged to be joined by Mr. Charlton Law as we talk about looking back at God's faithfulness in our lives to help us better trust God during current events that may cause anxiety for many. But before we get to our conversation, I have two announcements. First of all, we'd love to see you at our Encouragers Breakfast this Saturday, February 6th at 9 a.m. in Jackson Hall. The cost is $5. And secondly, on Thursday, February 18th at 6 p.m., we will be holding our third annual Spaghetti Soiree, where we combine our seniors and youth ministries for a great time of fellowship. We will be meeting in the Family Life Center, and our speaker will be Dr. Robert Belding, and there's no cost for dinner. At both events, we will have social distancing and mandatory mask wearing. If you would like to make reservations for either one of these events, please email Janet Altman at jaltman@firstpresscolumbia.org or call her at 803-799-9062, extension 550. And now for my conversation with Mr. Charlton Law. Joining me now is Mr. Charlton Law. He and his wife, Linda, have been members at First Pres since 1982. Charlton, that was 3 years before I was born. So that's some time. I'm 35
now. Well, you're
now.
Springing my age on everybody for sure, but I'm happy. I'm happy to be my age.
You could have joined at 14. We don't know. Yeah, well, that's great. You're happy to be your age. I do know some people that kind of fear every birthday, but I think that's such a sad way to live, especially as a Christian.
Well, I agree with that.
So, Charlton, we were just thinking about ways that we can look back at how the Lord has seen us through crises in the past. And as 1 Samuel talks about how Samuel raised an Ebenezer to be able to look to and remember how the Lord had delivered Israel. And of course, we're seeing that in Come Thou Fount, Here I Raise My Ebenezer. We thought that this would be a great time to talk to various members and remember how the Lord has been so faithful to us as individuals and as a nation and as a congregation. So I'll turn it over to you. Do you have any thoughts you'd like to share with the congregation of how the Lord has seen us through tough times in the past? And while we might be anxious now, we still have the same faithful God.
My moment of memory goes back to 2000, when 20 years ago, became critically ill and was ill for an extended period of time. And the outpouring of prayer at our church, I think, is what probably brought me to life again. And there were two or three things that I recall from that. I think the first one was how so many people wrote me and pointed out to me the importance of contentment, that I should be content with where the Lord had put me and how the Lord was dealing with. Then I especially remember a letter from Jim Turner, who said some similar things, but pointed out that I should focus just on one day at a time, one day at a time. And I did that. And I still to this day think that my having hope in the Lord and trusting Him and being content in that was a factor that planted forever in me, the focus on contentment and being happy with what that day held for me, knowing that it came from the hands of the Lord Himself. And how in the world could you be dissatisfied with what He gives you daily when He loves you and cares for you as He does? That would be, I guess, the moment I remember most of all.
Wow. Yeah, it's interesting. It was being reminded of what you already knew.
Well, I think it's been possible for me to carry into today's environment what I learned 20 years ago. And I guess if there's anything that I desire today is being content and pleased to be able to rely on the Lord. I guess something that comes to my mind at this moment is that as pictorial directories were sent out in the 90s, often Glenn Connect would remind us that contained in these directories were not just pictures, not just addresses, but these were real people. These were people that were children of God, and that they were each almost each one facing a difficulty, a death, a sickness, a lost job. And these were people who were struggling.
Yeah.
That hasn't changed today.
No.
And on top of that comes this virus. And I think often God prepares us daily with the small things so that we'll be ready for the big one when it comes. And the big one has come, and that's COVID-19. Am I telling you that I'm skating through COVID-19 with no sleepless night, no concerns? No, I'm not saying that. You know, I'm still with flesh of today and not the full glorification of eternal life. So I'll continue to be sinful, but I did come to the full realization this year. When I had those interruptions, my brother died this year, and it was not expected. It was almost at the beginning of COVID. And I agreed to write all of the thank you notes for the family. And unbeknownst to me was the fact that my brother, who had played an organ in his retirement years for our hometown church, and the memorials that came in were just incredible. And when they started coming to the house, my first reaction was, why did I sign up for this? And man, I must have been flim-flammed here. And I got to thinking, now I can either be discontent about this or I can be content about it. And I said, of all things here in the middle of the virus, I'm going to get to know a lot of these people I didn't know. And I said, you know, I'm going to find out something about each one. And I would call around to this church or that church or to this business. And I sat down and I wrote each person a letter that was beyond just a thank you. It was an attempt to get to know them by telling them what I knew about them.
That's incredible.
I was stunned at the responses I got. 2- and 3-page letters that told me information. I never, what a blessing that
wow.
that turned out to be.
Yeah.
By just saying, I'm going to be content with this job that I have been given. And I feel like I began that process back in 2000 when I was sick. And we often think about how discontentment through this recent experience with regard to my brother, discontentment can so quickly blot out the wonderful things that are in the day. The joys of the day are often ruined by our discontentment.
Yeah, we do ourselves no favors through that discontentment. Charlton, do you have any advice on how to do the exhortation in a more meaningful way?
The writing of the letters that I did reminded me of the importance of something that we no longer do today, and that is writing letters. We are so accustomed to sending a brief email, a short note, a short yes or no. And for me to sit down and to write and give thought to what I'm going to say, thinking, you know, I want to be an encouragement to this, whoever this person is that I don't know, that I've been able to collect some information about.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to be an encouragement through these words. And one of my daughters asked me, well, how did you do that? And it took an investment of time. But having gone through that, I think that what I would say to folks is pause and think about who you might write. People that you know, people that are in your family, or people that you know are struggling. Not in a chastisement sort of way, but just simply, I care about you. You know, one of the reasons that I think this virus has had such a negative impact on us, it has destroyed, it has diminished what God put us here for. He put us here to love, and he put us here to serve others, to love and to serve others. That has been broken apart. That has been divided. And I think inward, we are hurting because that is part of our makeup. That is part of our heritage from God. And not to be able to carry that out is, in my opinion, destructive inwardly. Yes, it's tied to discontentment, but this is bigger than discontentment. This is how we were created and how we were made. And not doing it, I think, robs us of contentment or can destroy contentment.
I think that's wonderful advice, the letter writing, because they're holding the very evidence in their hands that you have thought about them for not just a fleeting moment, but you've thought about them long enough to write that letter that they can see with their eyes. I know it means so much to me when I get a letter like that, that that person actually took time to think about me. And oftentimes in the letter, they say they were praying for me too.
Yeah, I guess the second thing I would add to your earlier question is that of trusting and having hope in the Lord. Well, Linda and I will be shortly moving to Still Hopes. And so that meant in the third and fourth quarter, we had to start thinking about selling a house, disposing of some of the wrinkles that you run into are just unexpected, and they can be very frustrating, and they can cause a sleepless night here or so. And all I could recall was my mother-in-law saying, when we closed down that place, I spent 50 years collecting all this stuff, and here I've got to get rid of it in 2 weeks. But as we saw a bump back on Still Hopes being able to bring in new residents due to the COVID virus, Lynn and I kept saying things like, we've got to just simply trust God that this is going to work out. We had sold the house. We had people, well, gee, we're ready to move in, and we couldn't move out because we didn't have any place to go. And some of the tension that we were under was a bit beyond us. And we reminded each other of the importance that we trust God. He's going to know that it's the right timetable, and we're not. And we've got to have hope and trust in Him. And I think when we do that, when we show this trust or this hope in God Himself, that we're showing to the world that there's a faith that we have that's unsurpassed. I just think we have to keep on trusting God. Now, that's I guess for us that still sit with flesh of made of clay and so forth, that we're not yet glorified, and for that reason, we're still going to have a sleepless night here or there. That's what I feel. But we are certainly leaning into the Lord and trusting Him. It quivers every now and then, and we fail to fully trust in Him every now and then. But I would say to those, especially seniors like us, our day doesn't pass that we don't remind each other of the importance of trusting and having hope in God through all of this, and that He will bring good from it.
That's a wonderful testimony, especially in a time of pandemic, that God's children are trusting in Him. And like you said, that doesn't mean you never have an anxious thought or a sleepless night, but the pattern of your life is like a child trusting in His good Father. Well, Charlton, sometimes I like to close with prayer for the congregation and anybody in particular that may come to mind.
I would be very happy to do that.
All right, wonderful. Thank you.
Father, as we continue in this difficult season, we would ask that our trust in You would grow. We know that contentment comes from learning contentment, teaches contentment. Forgive us, Father, of our sins. In particular, forgive us of our discontent, but we ask again that You would teach us contentment during this difficult period. We ask, Father, that You would keep away this disease from our congregation, for those that we love, for those that are Your children, for those that will be with us together in eternity. We ask that this pandemic would be lifted. We know it has been placed upon us for a reason, but we do ask that it be lifted. But not our will, but Your will be done here, Lord. We ask especially for Your blessings upon those who are in the hospital, members of our church who have been through procedures these last few days, those that remain in the hospital. We ask Your blessings upon those who are at home and are ill and not well. We ask for Your blessings for those who are carrying extra burdens at this particular time. Lord, help give them guidance and wisdom as to the questions and the issues that they have to deal with each day. Oh, Father, forgive us of our sins. Continue to bless our church. Continue to lift us up. Continue to make us a light into this city. Especially we pray for those ministers, the staff that has given so unselfishly of themselves during this period. They've done double time. Lord, we have forgotten them too often. Remind each member of the congregation of the sacrifice that this staff, these ministers, are going through. Bless them, keep them strong. We know that we are blessed to have them. Lord, we pray these things in the name of your Son and in the name of the Lamb, in Jesus Christ. Amen.
As we conclude this edition of Senior Connect, let me remind you to call our pastoral care phone line if issues arise with which we may be able to help. The number is 803-513-7931. I leave you with this reminder from Hebrews 12. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God.